but it's all so much more. It's the heart of the Osborn that we all adore. Your friendly neighborhood comic book store. Out among the stacks of new releases, browsing with your future new best friends, you're gonna find the book you love to pieces. The girl behind the counter recommends dollar books and shelves of graphic novels. Action figures, board games, toys, and models to add to your new Comic Wednesday haul. The Comic Book Store, the Comic Book Store, 'cause that's where the books live, but it's all so much more. It's the heart of the Osborn that we all adore. Your friendly neighborhood Comic Book Store.
Welcome, everyone. This is Source Material Live. I'm your host, the man, data reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattledge. And tonight, we are discussing Death of Hawkman, which is a six-issue limited series. It began its run December 2016. The cover and penciler was Aaron Lopresti. The writer was Mark Andraco.
Love you.
Brad Anderson was your colorist, as well as Blonde. Edited by David Wohl and Marie Javins. And your letterer was Joshua Reed. Joining me to talk about recent DC nonsense is Chris Sheehan. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how are you? Barely made it today. I really got this one in under the wire. I've been suffering with a shoulder injury that I'm too chicken shit to go to the doctor to see what's wrong with me. But I've been really upping my workout game, and as any idiot who starts actually seeing gains is pretty much going to do, you push yourself even harder, right? A few weeks ago, I was doing some wide arm push-ups for absolutely no reason, and despite almost hearing a pop, I kept going, and that was very stupid. And so today, after about a month of intense pain, my shoulder felt okay. So what did I do? I did a few sets of wide arm push-ups, which floored me, and had to take a lot of pain-killing medication, and crashed out for a bit. So came to and realized, oh shit, I've only read the first two issues of this, so I better get on it. And I did. And I found that I enjoyed the second two-thirds far more than the first.
Yeah, this one is an interesting one. It's called The Death of Hawkman, and Hawkman, spoiler alert, does in fact die at the end, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's a long way to get there. I think that was one of the criticisms I read on, like, Goodreads and some of the other, like, Amazon, where it was like, this didn't seem... This is called The Death of Hawkman, but it focuses more on Adam Strange.
Yeah, because it was originally going to be called Hawkman, Out of Strange, Out of Time, or something like that. And I think it was even solicited as such in previews. And then as it came closer to coming out, DC has been a disaster for many years now, but they were kind of up in the air with it, and then they changed the name to Death of Hawkman, perhaps thinking that it would sell better than, you know, Hawkman, Adam Strange, Out of Time. And it very well might have. I didn't bother to check the sales figures on it, but, comics is as comics is. You say death of somebody, and it's going to draw an audience. Whether or not the death is actually in the forefront doesn't really matter.
Wasn't there a Death of Hawkman series in the JSA?
There was a Return of Hawkman in the JSA.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when that was after Jeff Johns came on as, I believe, permanent writer on JSA. He might have still been co-writing with I think David Goyer or James Robinson, but this was when Hawkman came back, and Jeff Johns managed to spin like absolute gold out of absolute shit. He actually made Hawkman make sense, and around that time I was still relatively new to what was going on in DC, so I didn't really get the broader strokes of how messed up Hawkman was, and even I was able to appreciate everything that they did to make him relevant again and make him a little bit easier to follow. And they even launched an ongoing series out of that that Geoff Johns wrote. I believe Rags Morales was the penciler on it. And it was damn good for about the first 30 or so issues. It was really, really good. It was the only time, even to today, it's the only time I actually cared about Hawkman.
One of the other reasons I wanted to do this story was I know Mark Andraco from his work on Screen Junkies. He's been in like movie fights and he's worked on some interesting titles, and I kind of like him as a personality. So I'm more than willing to check out some of the stuff that he's written. And this being a limited series, I was like, okay, that gives me the perfect kind of Mark Andraco puddle to dip my toe in. How much Mark Andraco have you read?
I think the first time I ran into Mark Andraco was I want to say he did some Cable for Marvel, and he also did Manhunter, the female Manhunter that I feel was kind of criminally overrated. I think people have like a knee-jerk reaction to say they really like that one. I didn't find it all that great. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember if he actually did Cable or not. I'm trying to vamp here to see if I could find it here. But I could have sworn I saw his name on Cable. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. So that might have been another person there. But yeah, the only thing I know of him then would be that Manhunter series, which I didn't really care for.
All right. So according to Comic Vine, our first issue summary goes like this. Residing on Earth and out of the hero game, Adam Strange finds himself trying to live a normal life until he's literally pulled back into adventure again when a seemingly normal Zeta Beam transmission returns him to the planet Ran, where he hopes to be reunited with his beloved Alana. But instead, he finds the once great city of Ranagar in ruins. With millions dead and once peaceful, Alana is now calling for blood of Rand's oldest enemy, Thanagar, home of the Hawkmen. Sensing something is amiss, Strange finds an ally in Hawkman who is also trying anything possible to avert war. Don't miss the start of this sensational six-issue limited series. All right. So, this is kind of like a buddy cops situation.
That's how I've seen it advertised pretty much everywhere I've seen it online. That's usually the go-to for it.
So we have like a terrorist attack. It's made to look like the Hawkmen did it, and so the people of Ran are like, fuck them. And Alana is trying to reach Adam Strange, and the first part of the mystery of this book is that Zeta Beam's not working. And so he spends a large part of the issue number one kind of bouncing around to different Zeta Beam positions, Gotham, Metropolis, New York, etc., trying to figure out like why the Zeta Beam isn't working, which does tie into the larger plot as time goes on. What did you think of issue number one?
I read this a while ago, back when I was writing reviews for a DC site. I was trying to keep up with some of this stuff, and when I read this, I mean, this is early. Relatively early in the rebirth landscape here, less than a year in. And the thing that kept catching me on this is that it felt so dated. That's something that actually holds true for the entire series for me. It feels very just not of this time. And that's something I let myself get hung up on when I first read this back in, 2016. I think it was, December cover date, so probably October-ish of October-ish. Of that year. So that was what I kind of got stuck on. Rereading it today, for this show, I liked it a bit more, but still felt like, I don't know, I felt like they, like Adam Strange here, they're really trying to play up that he's some sort of like everyday chucklehead. And when they do that with these characters, it really takes a lot of like the zhuzh out of them for me. I don't need to see Adam Strange, play his PlayStation. I don't need to see any of that stuff. I get that what they're trying to go for here to, just to separate what he is in the day and what he is at night. But As far as a premise is concerned, not being able to access the beam that takes him to his wife, that's as good as any. And I guess for that it works.
Also, yeah, wasn't this the issue where the Hawkman like beat the shit out of somebody and, you know, they did the, you know,
he does that a lot.
The screaming captain thing.
Yeah, he does that a lot. I did notice, what was it here? I don't know what the, if the artist, Lopresti, if he was like actually following along with the script here, because we hear here, we hear that Adam Strange lives in a studio apartment and his apartment has like many rooms in it. So I thought that was strange. And one line that caught me was like a real try-hard line. He was, he was meeting with somebody in, I think it was like in a LexCorp building. And he said he was part of the Justice League, and this guy's trying to pick out when he was part of the Justice League. He's like, I don't remember you being part of the League. And then he remembers that he was part of, you know, this secondary, you know, special government ops Justice League at the beginning of the New 52. And he's like, you had that other guy in it, the Dr. Doolittle guy. And it's like, dude, you can't remember Animal Man's name? I mean, this isn't a complicated name. This isn't like some sort of rare animal that he's named after. It's Animal Man. You remember Dr. Doolittle, but you don't remember Animal Man. That kind of annoyed me as being a little too try-hard to land a joke that missed for me. And that's just the kind of stupid thing I get stuck on.
Issue number 2, January 2017. Imprisoned on Ran and accused of being a spy for the enemy Thanagarians, Adam Strange finds a most unusual ally in his rescuer, Hawkman. Who knows his people are innocent of the recent devastating attack on Ran and is desperately searching for the truth of who began this conflict and why. So our mystery deepens here. There's a situation where there's another attack, and I think in this one, Alana believes her father is dead, and it's again the Hawkman who did it.
Yeah.
Adam Strange solicits Hawkman to try and help him, so that Thanagar and Ran don't erupt into full-blown war
again.
I don't think. Yeah, I think does Despero start to appear in this issue?
I believe Despero, we saw him, we at least saw his cell in either the first or second issue in mm-hmm. St. Roque Penitentiary or whatever. We did see at least that. I want to say that we first see his like his silhouette when, what's his face, Adam Strange gets to meet with his wife, because he's like, oh, he like looks and he sees something and it's like, it couldn't be. But he's like, this guy doesn't have wings and that, so... I don't remember which issue that was, but it was pretty early.
I know at one point in one of these issues, they inspect his cell, and they find that he has, in fact, escaped.
Yeah, there's, like, some dude there in his place.
Yeah. So issue number 2, talk to me about it.
You know, I have this, like, weird allergy to the Ran-Thanagar conflict, or the conflicts. And when you first told me we were going to do this one, and I realized what it was, I'm like, oh crap, it's Ran Thanagar crap. I am so bored by that. I remember Infinite Crisis back in 2004-2005. There were several miniseries that led up to Infinite Crisis, and one of them was the Ran Thanagar War, and I went all in on that. I wanted every bit of Infinite Crisis because. It was like my first real... It was like baby's first crisis, you know? It was my first... I could feel like I was on the ground floor of this massive, you know, DC-shattering event. And so I went all in. And I was able to read just about everything, and there was some crap in there. But when I got to Ran Thanagar War, I couldn't make it more than a couple pages in. So I was just like, this is boring. It's out-of-space stuff. Boring. Alana being a bit miffed that her father was murdered, and Adam trying to sympathize with her, I thought that was amusing, because it almost felt like what is it? Like he almost came across like Dexter, you know, Dexter, that show, like where he can't like emote, he's but he tries. So like his Alana's like, oh, my father, and he's like, well, I know I should feel bad for you, and I guess I kind of do, but. It was very weird, but decent enough. Decent enough. It sets the stage for the conflict. We are in the age of decompression, and by hook or by crook, make this 6 issues long. So it could have been sooner, but I mean, for the world we're living in and the landscape, we're, you know, the ball field that we're playing on, it was fine.
All right, that brings us to issue number 3. With both Adam Strange and Hawkman on the run as intergalactic fugitives with bounties on their heads, the march to war between Thanagar and Ran intensifies. In order to stop it, the heroes must secretly try to unravel who or what is instigating hostilities while dodging pursuits from all corners of the universe. And you thought you knew Despero, you were wrong. All right, so I think we start to
How was he different from ever before?
I think issue number 3, we start to get an idea of what Despero's plan is. He is the one that was causing the Zeta Beam to get all screwy.
Yeah.
And it's because he plans to build
the nth metal.
Yeah, he's building a big teleportation machine so that he can bring all the nth metal to him, and then he can rule the universe, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. He can corner the market. But now, Alana here, she, you know, when Adam goes to Thanagar, she will, you know, she makes the call, and I'm not sure if it's this issue or the following one, but she makes the call that, you know, Adam is a turncoat, right?
Right.
And it's alluded to later on that maybe Despero clouded her mind to make her do that.
Dude, Despero's the fucking emperor.
Is that what happened, though? Because I don't remember if it was confirmed or not, because...
Yeah, that's why I said that. Like, he took over, he made... Cyborg.
That I remember. He couldn't. They couldn't communicate to him because he kept hearing the wrong things. But
the illusion was that he had control over Alana, and he was influencing her to be just completely irrational.
Yeah, because one of the conversations that Hawkman and Adam had was that he can't make you do something you wouldn't otherwise do. Which was a bit weird to me because would Alana have done that on her own? Because this is supposed to be like influence rather than actual like mind effing. So I didn't realize whether or not it was like confirmed whether or not this is just her, you know, being the dutiful whatever she is of Ran, or if this is, you know, a mind compromised sort of situation.
The impression that I got is this version of Despero is also much more powerful than he was, I guess, pre-coma.
Mm, okay.
So, anything else about issue number 3?
Nah.
Alright, let's move on. Issue number 4. Having uncovered Despero's plans to acquire the Zeta Energy, Hawkman and Adam Strange realize that hundreds of thousands of Thanagarians could perish in the process. But is it already too late for Thanagar?
Wouldn't that be a shame?
I know at one point, like, they were running around trying to avoid being shot at, and Hawkman, like, took a bunch of arrows. I think at one point, like, they find, like, shelter, you know, and they're doing watches and stuff like that. What'd you think of issue number 4?
It was an issue number 4. It was... Issue 4 of any kind of miniseries is usually just like the dead point. You dread that month when you're following a 6-month story. The 4th month is just like, oh, come on. Let's just move this thing along. But I thought this was cleverly told in that the first few pages of each chapter were like later on, right?
Uh-huh.
Where we're already sort of at the boiling point at the first couple of pages of each chapter, and then we go back to find out how we got a little bit more of how we got there. I thought that was all right, but it's really just a lot of building. Unth Metal is up there with S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Inhumans of things that I couldn't give a rat's ass about, so it's just kind of there. It's very MacGuffin-y, you know. It's like, oh, we need the Unth Metal. Oh, okay, well, let's write a story then. Yeah, it moved it on.
Now, by this point, we figured out that Despero actually didn't kill Alana's father.
Yeah.
That, like,
he's
actually
got him
working for him.
Yeah.
He's been mind-controlled. And I think up to this point, Despero also took revenge on, like, his own people and those that were left, like, he made into his army to help build the machine. Like, that's where we are with this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, issue number 5. As Despero's insane schemes nears fruition, the casualties rise for both Rand and Thanagar, and to the mind-controlled survivors, only 2 men are to blame. But Hawkman and Adam Strange are not the only intergalactic outlaws. They are perhaps the only 2 beings in the galaxy who can stop Despero and his army. But first, these 2 heroes must overcome unsurmountable odds to save themselves and the populations of 3 planets as their mighty forces led by Hawkwoman come to exact vengeance upon them. I barely remember Hawkwoman being in this story.
I was just about to ask you, when did that happen? I don't remember her being there. I remember Hawkman's running buddy, who becomes a Green Lantern,
right?
And also the lizard faced Green Lantern of Thanagar, and then the other Green Lantern of Ran being part of it. I don't remember Hawkwoman at all.
Yeah, like she's on she's in a panel, but like I don't remember her doing anything.
So Hawkwoman completionists, you need this issue.
What do you think of issue number 5?
It was all right. I'm trying not to conflate the second half of the story here, but I liked seeing the Green Lantern show up. I liked his buddy getting the powers of Green Lantern and not having the foggiest idea what to do with it. He's just like, this is unexpected. I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, you do the thing. He's like, I can't. Well, you have the ring, so do the thing. Oh, so I thought that was pretty good. Despero doing what he did, I totally forgot about him just like slaughtering his own people. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't remember which issue that was in, but that was cool because Despero is he's a scary dude and really doesn't have any allegiances to anyone but himself. And he's also naked a lot, which is something, and we'll see that at the very end. But no, it was good progression. Good progression to get us to where we need to be with the big climax in the final issue.
All right, and here is the big climax. The odds are impossible, but Hawkman and Adam Strange must team up as the fates of Rand and Thanagar and the known universe hangs in the balance. But can anyone or anything stop Despero? Don't miss the finale of this red-hot miniseries. All right, so the big thing here is like Hawkman goes through the portal and ended up like absorbing the nth metal, but that ended up killing him. I didn't really understand what was happening.
Yeah, it's like I thought it was actually like being pulled out of him.
Uh-huh.
Like the nth metal is like sort of in him, you know, in a way. And Despero like siphons it all out, or he forces it out of himself to like overwhelm Despero. Is how I looked at it. I could be completely wrong. Hawkman is not, you know, someone I followed very much. But that's how I took it, especially, you know, as, you know, Hawkman hits him, like blows the back of his head out with this beam of just metal. And then the next time we see Hawkman, he looks kind of like a petrified Ronald Reagan. You know, he's all very sunken in, looks like he's made out of, like, petrified wood, and very, very withered. So that's what I'm guessing, because I think the nth metal is... I want to say it's is it laced to his bones? I think that he has, not unlike Wolverine, I guess, with the adamantium, he's got this nth metal on his bones, and he just he used it to like just overload, and zapped what's his face with it, Despero.
So the weird thing is like he dies, and then we go back to Rand and Thanagar, and they sign a peace treaty, and
yep.
You know, Adam Strange and Hawkman are heroes. They build a monument to them. And everything is resolved. And then, like, Despero's still alive.
Despero's still alive. And then Adam Strange gets killed or trapped or something at the end. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Very, very anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was a weird ending. All right. So we kind of rushed through this, but... That's okay. There's not a whole lot of meat on the bone here.
Very breezy, yeah.
Yeah.
And very repetitive.
So, I liked it, you know, as light reading while I was reading it. But as you can tell, like, not a lot of it stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is a very in-and-out sort of series. I mean, because I always... I always worry about how the sausage is made, and I let that hinder my enjoyment of things. So, like, when I hear that they changed the name of this at the very last minute, it's like, well, this really wasn't a priority. This is just something they were, you know, crapping out to just get a few more eyes on a character here because they wanted to launch a Hawkman series coming out of it. And that's what they did. There was a Hawkman series. It still might be going on for all I know, but Hawkman ain't my guy, so I couldn't tell you. I know Adam Strange is currently in the middle of a 12-issue Tom King Wankfest, so I don't know if that's in continuity, out of continuity, even addresses anything that happened here, or if we're spending 3 issues watching him turn his head to the right. So it's, who knows?
All right, folks, that's going to wrap up our discussion of Death of Hawkman. Chris, you want to do any plugs?
Yeah, Chris is on InfiniteEarths.com and ChrisandReggie.podbean.com.
All right, next week we will be doing one of your picks. No, this isn't one of your picks. We're doing
next week
this
is Hellstorm.
Hellstorm, Son of Satan.
That is
what we're doing next. Equinox is the name of the book, and we're doing that because it coincides with our coverage of the Hellstrom Hulu TV series, which I'll be doing with Alexis Haina.
There's a TV series for it?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, does like Willie Lumpkin have a TV show now? God, they need to move on to something else.
Funny thing is, there was actually supposed to be more TV series, but then things changed at Marvel, so it is what it
is. Okay, can they discover anime or manga or something and start making shows about that? Or I don't know. I've got a collection of baseball cards in my garage. They can make a show about that. Just leave comics alone for a minute.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us here on Source Material Live. Be well, be safe, and behave.
See ya.